Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next 30 minutes, we'll look back at the Giants' win against the Green Bay Packers at MetLife Stadium. Joining me, as always, my co-host, Carl Banks. And, Carl, the Giants obviously used their bye week to their advantage because they played a crisper brand of football on Sunday night.
Yeah, I really think they did, Bob, and I think it was a refreshing mentally. They were reinvigorated. I think physically it is what it is in football, and it's not a lot of hitting during the course of the week, but when you look at how they ended the season last year, all the extraneous things they had to do in addition to getting ready for a season and then having a break the last possible time you could have it, it was time for them to really step away for a second.
Giants won the coin toss. They got the football first. You know the Giants like to make big plays, but this time they did it in different fashion.
Offset eye right, Cruz in motion from the right. They fake the end around to Cruz. They throw a screen right for Bradshaw. Hurdles over a man at midfield. Breaks through to the 40. Piece to the 30. 25-20. There's an angle on him at the 10. To the 5, and he's down at the 1. Devon House saved the touchdown. It's a 60-yard screen to Bradshaw. And the Giants have it first and goal at the 2. Hand off Brown. He runs left. Plows to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants.
We started strong, man. We scored on the first drive. It was a big step up for our offense, and we just didn't want to let each other down. And that's what we did tonight. That's how we play.
Andre Brown punches it in, but Carl, let's talk about the screenplay to Ahmad Bradshaw and the 59-yard catch and run.
Well, you talk about the little things, Bob. Now this team has not been a very good screen execution team, and it seems like those were the little things they worked on, timing, and you'll see it throughout the game, just the patience of the back, making sure that there's correct separation.
Packers get the ball, their first offensive possession. They run it on the very first two plays. Then on a first and 10, Aaron Rodgers hits his fullback, John Kuhn. So it's second and 4 for the Packers at their own 39-yard line, when Green Bay responds to the Giants' score.
High set, second and 4. Rodgers on a play fake. Steps up in the pocket. Looks right down the sideline. He's got Nelson on the run. He's to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Packers. 61 yards.
I've been here with Corey for 8 years now, and you see it. He's a tough-minded guy. They made a great double move on him, and, the one thing about being a corner, I've never played it, but what I understand is you got to have a short memory.
I turned back with him. Yeah. Push him a little bit. I could see right there. That's how he got behind.
All right, Carl, what happens on the Jordy Nelson touchdown?
Well, it was a double move. And when Jordy Nelson made his first move, Corey Webster took a peek back at the quarterback. Nelson took off, and Webster couldn't catch up.
All right, so the Giants now 7-7, have a bad offensive series. They go 3-and-out, punt the ball. Green Bay starts at their own 46-yard line. They have the ball at the Giants' 37-yard line. It's 4th and 5. They don't put the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hand. They don't punt. They try a 55-yard field goal that goes wide left. Giants kind of caught a break there, didn't they?
They really did. With it being so early in the game, it was really no reason for them to try to jump and take a risk like that. But, listen, the Giants would take that any day.
So they start at their own 45, Bradshaw for 5, Bradshaw for 8, an incomplete pass, but a penalty against the Packers. But after a false start by the Giants face a 3rd and 7 at the Green Bay 34, and this is a play that really got the Giants fired up.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. He's going to run it. Plenty of room. He's to the 25. Shoulders his way to the 21. And gets brought down there by Tremont Williams. Gain of 13 for Manning. Didn't slide either.
Well, it sparked our sideline, that's for sure. I was not, you know, that wouldn't be recommended on a normal basis. But in that case, to see him do that, I think kind of sent a message to our to the rest of our team as well in terms of, you know, whatever you have to do to succeed, do it.
Manning back, steps up, throws one to the end zone for Randall, who makes the catch. Touchdown, Giants. Reuben Randall's first career touchdown catch, and the Giants are back in front. And that ends the Eli Manning touchdown pass drought.
We told Reuben this week, you know, it was going to be time, it's about time for him to start stepping up. Our third receiver is needed, you know, very, very much in this offense. So, you know, we told him this week that we needed him to start stepping up, and he answered. You know, he stepped up big for us today.
Man, you don't got to sit out by yourself, man. You can smile. You can smile. You can smile.
Carl, Reuben Randall does a nice job to get his feet down and get his first career touchdown.
Well, it's a good route by Reuben Randall. He has been very impressive throughout the game, but that was a big play for him.
All right, but let's go back to the first play of that sequence, and Eli Manning scrambling for the first down, and he lowers his shoulder, and he really fired up his teammates.
Well, he really did. Now, he got the first down, and he saw a defender coming. He lowered. He kind of gave him his back a little bit because you didn't want to see him take a shot on that shoulder, but he did a good job.
So the Giants find themselves back in front, 14-7 the score. Giants kickoff, once again, good job in the kickoff coverage. So the Packers start first and 10 at their own 28-yard line, trying to get this game even, but the Giant defense comes up with one of many big plays.
Rodgers out of a shotgun, first and 10 from the 28. Nelson split wide left, Rodgers back to throw. Zips one right, intercepted by Corey Webster. Gets back up at the 20, he's to the 15, to the 10, dives ahead and tackled at the 2.
How's that for redemption, Corey Webster?
We've repped that play so many times in practice, and, you know, Coach Perry made an excellent call, and Webby made it, you know, an even better play with that. And, you know what I mean, just working to perfection, and that's how it works.
Carl, talk about the scheme that the Giants used on the Corey Webster pick.
Well, they had sort of a trap scheme on where Corey Webster released the outside receiver over to a safety that was coming over the top, and he was playing anything short and to the outside, and he broke on the ball perfectly.
All right, so rather than the Giants getting the ball at the 8-yard line, it was reviewed and it was determined that Webster's foot actually hit the foot of Randall Cobb. So the Giants started at the 33-yard line. They don't get a touchdown, but they get points off it, Carl. Mm-hmm. Lawrence Tynes connects on a field goal, and the Giants have a 17-7 lead, and they're starting to gain control of this game.
Well, you can start to see that defensively, they were trying to impact the timing of Aaron Rodgers, and it was turning towards the timing in which the Giants' defense wanted to play on and not his terms.
And speaking of that timing, the final play of the first quarter is a Chase Blackburn sack of Aaron Rodgers. 17-7 Giants after one. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we return here on MSG for Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the second quarter of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, with the Giants in front of the Packers 17-7. Carl, after the Blackburn sack at the end of the first quarter, Rodgers runs for 5 on a 2nd and 18. Then Rodgers throws a pass underneath to Cobb. But Antrel Roll rallies to the ball. They get him to the ground, no yards after the catch, and the Giants force a punt.
You know, that was the key, too. If Rodgers is going to run with the football, you don't want him passing it. That's fine. And then secondly, getting those receivers on the ground after they catch the ball. They're very good running after catch.
After the punt, the Giants start at their own 39-yard line. Big conversion here, a third and nine from the Giant 40. Manning hooks up with Akeem Nicks for 25 yards on a deep out. Nicks looked a lot more spry in this game.
Well, again, here's a guy who's been nursing a foot and a knee injury, and clearly the rest helped him out because his routes and his speed burst looked a lot crisper.
All right, the next three plays look like this. Bennett, 12-yard catch. Bradshaw runs for 10. Brown runs for 4. After an incomplete pass, the Giants face a 3rd and 6 at the Green Bay 9 as they really grab control of this game.
Manning back to throw. Has time. Over the middle. Completes it to Cruz. Touchdown, Giants. Is he carried? Jennings into the end zone.
I know what guys are capable of. I know the hard work that we put into it. And, you know, Eli works real hard with us, with all the targets, wide receivers, tight ends, and the backs as well. So, you know, it wasn't no doubt that we would ever get back on the same page. You know, we got our confidence back in certain things, in certain areas, and we just got to keep going from there.
Victor Cruz with the touchdown catch, Carl, but the protection that Eli Manning had to allow everything to develop really was the key.
Yeah, I think they did a really good job all day of keeping the pocket clean for Eli so that he can actually go through all of his reads. And, you know, it's a Packer team that will turn some guys loose, so protection was key.
24-7 Giants. Then the Packers get the ball and they go on a long drive. There's a couple penalties. And you know what their offense is. They can get back in the game quickly. And I think this was a really key play. 3rd and 1, and Green runs it. And Kenny Phillips makes a huge stop for the Giants.
Yeah, it was a really good job. Kenny Phillips filling right where he was supposed to be. Gap control was important, but more important, he made a good tackle.
So the Packers have to settle for 3. That puts 10 points on the board. They would not score the rest of the game. It's 24-10 Giants. Giants get the ball back. Giants go 3 and out, not able to convert. So Green Bay has the football. There's a 1:50 to go on the clock in the first half from their own 24-yard line. Cobb has a catch and run for 15 yards. So that sets up a 1st and 10 at the Green Bay 39 as the Packers are trying to eat into this Giant lead of 24-10. And then it was time for our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
Rodgers back, steps up, hit by Umanura, ball pops loose, that's a fumble, picked up by Pierre Paul, he stumbles ahead and is tackled at the 23. O.C. Umanura with the sack and forced fumble, his 5th sack of the season, and with 1:03 to go in the half, the Giants have it at the Packers 23.
The thing that we said all week was this game is on us. It's about us and our execution, playing to the best of our abilities. So when we went out there, obviously you want to get to the quarterback. You want to do what the defense asks you to do first. But then, you know, after that, you know, each individual can say, you know what, I have a matchup here, I have a matchup there. And we just went after it.
Manning in a shotgun set. Hand off Bradshaw. Bounces it up the middle. He's to the 5. Gallops into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. It parted like the Red Sea.
Carl, the Giants obviously capitalized with the Bradshaw touchdown run, and now this game is in the Giants' control, 31-10. But talk about O.C. Umanura, that sack and that forced fumble, and how that changes the complexion of this whole game.
Well, again, just changing the complexion, like you said, but getting pressure throughout the game. And O.C. Umanura had a couple counter moves. He used a lot of moves out there on the edge, and this one was just the speed around the corner.
And, you know, Reuben Randall had that fighting 10-yard catch
yes.
and run, which put the ball at the 13, and then Bradshaw right up the middle. And the Giants were really physical at the point of attack on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, it was very impressive, I'll tell you. The offensive line, they engaged their blockers, didn't let them get off. And then Henry Onoski was very impressive. You can't say enough of the job he did.
So the Giants go to the locker room after the Packers try to Hail Mary near the end of the half, but Rodgers had to just throw it away because, again, he got pressure. A lot of comfort level for the Big Blue. A dominant first 30 minutes of this game. 31-10 Giants at the half. We'll tell you about the third quarter here on MSG as we continue with Giants Rewind after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the third quarter. Giants lead the Packers 31-10. Green Bay gets the ball to start the third quarter, Carl, and their first play goes for 16 yards. Then they commit a penalty. The Giants force a punt. So right out of the chute, they do not allow Green Bay to get any momentum to start the second half.
I think that was really important because of the quick strike ability of the Green Bay Packers, and that was a blow to their confidence that they couldn't come out and move the ball.
Giants get the ball quickly on a 2nd and 9. Cruz goes for 10, so they move the chains. Eventually, they punt the football away. In this next series for Green Bay, in which they're forced to punt, you know, the Giants again get pressure on Aaron Rodgers. He's never able to get into any kind of rhythm.
Well, they're a timing offense. They did two things well. They took away, they disrupted that timing, but they took away the primary target, which was Cobb.
So Green Bay punts the football away. Giants start at their own 47-yard line with 6:03 to go in the third quarter. And right out of the gate, Manning goes firing. Martellus Bennett for 15 yards. Hakeem Nicks for 30 yards. Now, it looked like Ahmad Bradshaw had a touchdown run. It was nullified because of a holding penalty against Will Beatty. So the Giants have a 3rd and goal at the Green Bay 13. And for the third time in this game, on 3rd down, Eli Manning finds the end zone.
Empty set for Manning. Takes the snap back to throw. Pumps, delivers it to the 1-yard line. Nicks reached for the goal line. Lost the ball, but he's down by contact at the 1. He says touchdown.
He wants it.
And Tom Coughlin has thrown the challenge flag for the first time this year.
After review, the ball crossed the plane of the goal line prior to the runner being down. Touchdown.
So Eli Manning with his 200th career touchdown pass, which sets a Giants new franchise record.
Anytime you're mentioned with the Giants players, Phil Sims and Charlie Connerly and some of those quarterbacks, it's an honor. So, the thing I'm most proud about tonight is the way we played and getting a win. This was a big game. We needed to come out and play well and get a win. And, finally got back to playing offense, defense, special teams, all playing at a high level, playing as a team. And hopefully we can build all this off this momentum.
Extra effort by Hakeem Nicks for the touchdown, 38-10 Giants, and Eli Manning now number one in the Giants record book with touchdown passes, number 200.
Well, well-deserving. You think about getting to that number was no small feat, and Phil Sims didn't throw the ball a heck of a lot, so that just tells you just how good this quarterback is.
38-10, Giants in front at this point. Packers get the ball, and now sort of the Giants getting pressure. Mathias Kiwanuka gets his 2nd sack of the ball game, and Rodgers is starting to take a beating.
He's starting to take a beating. The walls were closing in on him, literally, and he had nowhere to go outside. And when they forced him up in the pocket, it just collapsed, and they were getting sacks.
The final play of the third quarter is an Aaron Rodgers pass to Green that goes for a total of 1 yard. 38-10 Giants after 3. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return after this timeout on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the fourth quarter. Giants lead the Packers 38-10. On the second play of the fourth quarter, Carl, the Packers obviously going to go for it on 4th and 5 at the Giant 14-yard line. And just a great night for Chase Blackburn continues as he's with JerMichael Finley step for step in the end zone, and he bats the ball away.
Yeah, you can say what you want about Chase Blackburn. He's a football player. He understands angles, knows how to pattern read and route read, and put himself in a great position.
All right, so now the Giants are going to take the air out of the game. There's 14-16 to go. The Giants start at their own 14-yard line, and they go on a 9-plus-minute drive. First down after first down after first down. 3rd and 11, pass to Victor Cruz. The Giants wind up getting it in the red zone, 1st and goal at the 6. They go for it on 4th and goal. The 1, Manning's pass to Nicks is incomplete. It got tipped at the line. But although they didn't score, Carl, I mean, they used almost the entire fourth quarter. They used nearly 10 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it resulted in a punt. Basically, a punt that gets down inside the 20. So I think that was a really good job for them.
So the Giants in total control. They give it up on downs. They take Rodgers out. Graham Harrell's in. They get one first down. And then the Giants wind up taking a knee at the end of the game and cruise to this victory, 38-10. After the game, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin in the Giants' victorious locker room.
What'd you say to us the other day, Adam?
I'm not going to feel a chance.
Yeah!
Hell of a job, man. Thank you so much for being with us. You inspired every guy here, believe me.
Sir.
New York Giants played like world champions today. Okay, we've won one of a six-game schedule. Second game coming up in the division against Washington. Congratulations. Enjoy the win. Hell, it feels great to play well and win, doesn't it? Well and win. It's invigorating for everybody here. Let's have a team now. One, two, three.
Team!
Right, Giants.
Giants get their seventh win of the season. And, Carl, this is a team that came out with a renewed focus. As Tom Coughlin mentioned, it was a six-game season. Now it's a five-game season. And they clearly control their own destiny.
Well, they control their own destiny, but clearly this is a team that wanted to show the rest of the league that they are a viable opponent.
All right. Well, the New York Giants with an easy win, ending the Packers' five-game winning streak. And the Giants now at 7-4 through their first 11 games of the season in complete control of their own destiny. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us here on MSG. And we'll see you again next week for another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.